Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis back with another video. I've been very busy, haven't done one of these for a while, and as people who watch the podcast and everything else will know, needed a bit of cheering up lately, been a bit down in the dumps. So there's one thing that will consistently cheer me up, and I mean consistently, and that is Riot Games getting fucking owned. And it's happened again, and it's brilliant, it's glorious. And it's an interesting convergence of two worlds I'm very interested in. So you might have missed this. It did kind of, it's trickled through to the mainstream games press. Obviously, a lot of them will have held back from reporting on this story until they've had a chat with, you know, the Riot Games office, because a lot of the mainstream games press have like dedicated people to writing about Riot Games and League of Legends. I'm sure you've noticed it. So anyway, they lost a lawsuit, a sizable lawsuit recently, and it's with the footballer Edgar Davids. Now, it just shows how old I am, I suppose, and it makes me very sad inside. There was lots of people going, who the fuck is Edgar Davids? And that is a fucking crime. That is a crime against sport, if you don't know who Edgar Davids is, because, I mean, he's one of the fucking footballers of his generation, no doubt about it. I think in the last World Soccer Rankings they did, he was ranked at like 81 overall in the top 100 footballers of all time. So he's a big deal. Famously came through the Ajax youth system, won like the Eredivisie, you know, three times in a row with Ajax, went to Juventus, was a linchpin in midfield, and was known because he got glaucoma in his eyes. And it didn't stop him being one of the best midfielders in world football. He had these special goggles made so he could still see and stuff. His nickname was the Pitbull. He had it all. I mean, like, tackles, long-distance shooting, pace, skills on the ball. He was a fucking monster, right? He was a monster. So when I see people say, who's Edgar Davids, please, like, I know it's hard on YouTube, right? Because you see all these, like, football clips of great players, and they're all in, like, 140, like, pixelated, like, you can't tell what's going on. But please, do yourself a favor and look up who this fucking guy is, because he's a fucking beast in the best sense of the word. So anyway, well, how the fuck does Edgar Davids get involved in League of Legends? Is it an esports thing? Is he running a team? Nah, it's even better than that, guys. In 2014, Riot Games released a series of like World Cup football themed skins for the game. And, you know, skins, cosmetic alterations of what your in-game heroes look like. And they did one for a AD carry called Lucian. Lucian is a black dude in a trench coat with sunglasses on. He's trying to kill Thresh because Thresh killed his wife or something and took her soul away. He's edgy. You know, kind of think Neo in the Matrix kind of look to him. Deep voice, double gap, you know. And one of the more liked characters and one of the better AD carries in, you know, recent times in recent metas. So what they did was they did a reskin of him, which had goggles on and made him like Striker Lucian. So it was a very popular skin. A lot of the football themed skins were very popular. You know, had like Goalkeeper, Blitzcrank, I think it was, or maybe the Maokai, I don't even know. But there was a bunch of like popular heroes given new looks on a football theme, bit of fun. People really liked them, went out and spent a bunch of money on them. Here's the fucking problem, right? And I'm not exaggerating, I'm really not. The Lucian skin looked exactly like fucking Edgar Davids. I mean, it looked exactly like Edgar Davids. You're going to see in a moment. So Edgar Davids, I don't turn that off. Right. So Edgar Davids decided, like, hang on a minute, I've got a right to protect my image. So he got involved in a lawsuit and, you know, fucking took Riot Games to court for using his likeness. So anyway, let's just look at how I found out about this story. I got linked to it. It was on a Dutch a newspaper called Het Parool. I don't even know, I'm probably not pronouncing that right. And Edgar Davids krijgt compensatie om gelijkenis games character, right? Game character. So I'll read you what is, I'm sure, a terrible translation. Ran it through Google Translate. Legendary player Edgar Davids has gotten the rights from the Amsterdam court. A doll, the word is doll, I guess model. A model in an online computer game seems so much to David, so much like David's, it has to be compensated for it. David's has protested because in the game League of Legends, a game character is available that looks very similar to him. Dark skin color, Rastafarian style hair, muscular posture, aggressive play style, and well-known sports goggles. The judge also concluded that striker Lucian was based on David's. In League of Legends, online players with different characters known as champions can perform missions. Okay, the model that appears on David's was available for payment at the time of the World Cup in 2014. By 2015, David's advocate protested at the Irish company Riot Games. They do have offices in Ireland. Maybe that's what opened this lawsuit up, which is responsible for League of Legends. So let's just have a look, right? In case, I don't know, you don't know what I mean. There's Edgar Davids. You can see what Edgar Davids looks like, but we can do a side-by-side comparison here of Edgar Davids when he was playing in his career for Holland and striker Lucian. It's ridiculous, guys. Just look at this. Come on. Come the fuck on, guys. Riot Games, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Just look at that. So it's him, innit? I mean, it's fucking him. It is Edgar Davids. Looks exactly like him. So anyway, Riot Games. This is what I mean. This is why it's so funny. It's just classic Riot Games. Riot Games went to the court and tried to deny that there was any likeness between the two. They said, all right, so this is what Riot argued in court, according to a report on PC Gamer that was subsequently picked up on Rock Paper Shotgun. Riot argued that the similarities between the skin and the real person weren't as great as David's claimed, and that League of Legends players wouldn't confuse the two. I mean, there's no similarities here. Nothing to see here. Here's the fucking problem, though, Riot Games. It's just, they just live in this twilight zone where they can just never cop to anything. Just admit what you did, because here's the problem. A Riot Games employee called Miss Baconhawk went on Twitter in a now deleted tweet and decided to explain where they got the inspiration for the striker Lucian skin from. So what did she have to say about it? Come on, Archive, you can do it. Boom. For all you wondering, striker Lucian was inspired by soccer pro Edgar Davids. So, I mean, talk about making it open and shut for Edgar Davids' legal counsel. I mean, it's just there in black and white. Yeah, we did it, like, but they go to court and they go, well, actually, now that we've had a thought about it, a few things occurred, right? We've decided, yeah, it's not really based on Edgar Davids. It doesn't really look like him all that much, does it? It's fucking identical. So anyway, thankfully, the court saw sense and sided with Edgar Davids in this, and the judge has ordered Riot Games to now publicly reveal to auditors how much money the striker Lucian skin has earned since 2014 worldwide. And they're going to determine what compensation Davids gets based on that. And when approached by all these publications, Riot have declined to comment on the case because they got fucked. So I think that's brilliant. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear how much it is. Like, I'm hoping it's just millions or something like stupid like that. But it's just, again, it's just like saying, this is Riot Games. This is Riot Games who stole the design for Teemo. Riot Games do not care about other people's copyright and likenesses, it seems. They think they're too big to fail and they just got to do what they want. But I'm super glad that one of my favorite footballers of all time is through a spanner in that particular works. I saw in the comments as well, I do just want to mention this before I wrap the video up. I did see a lot of people going, how dare he? Like, all right, okay. A big company takes your face, your likeness, puts it in a video game and sells it for money. I'm sure we'd all just say, yeah, I'm good. I'm just happy to be in the game. Just happy to be included. Don't want a slice of the profits or anything. Like, get fucking real. So, yeah. But anyway, Riot Games, they're brilliant. They're the gift that keeps on giving. So I just thought I'd make you all aware of that so you can have a little chuckle about it to yourselves and share it like me. And I'll see you on the next video. Hopefully with something a bit more substantial and interesting and not as comedic. Anyway, you take care. I'll see you then.